So this is June 20th, 1980. So Ann, you have had several months have gone by. Would you want to relate to what your experiences are? Just kind of let it free float from what comes to your mind, what benefits you think you've derived from it, if any, or any detrimental aspects taking place.
Honestly, I can think of many more, you might call them detrimental.
What would they be? What was
mostly feeling fright.
Fright?
Fright.
Of
many
what?
Different
of
occasions
what?
Of the whole thing.
You mean fright of
the whole ball of wax.
You mean of Jane Tweed, of what's going on?
Yeah, or what, yeah. What's going on? What? Mm-hmm. Big question mark, what?
What do you think is going on?
I don't know. Something unusual, at least to me.
You have to speak of
it. I don't mean to interrupt, but could you tell me how these...
Yeah.
You might
well,
have some fear.
Fear. Okay, that wasn't the first feeling. I guess I was kind of intrigued with the whole thing to begin with. But as it developed and all the implications of what this might be kind of came to me, I scared myself.
Such as?
Well, such as. One point I can even remember saying I felt haunted. The idea that this person had been around me for a long time, with me, in me, this person who seems to me to be separate, seems, I don't know if she is, but she seems that way.
It seems separate.
Seems separate. I listen to her. She seems separate from me. But she knows a lot about me. That's very obvious. At this point.
Do you feel she can read your thoughts or your mind?
Yes.
If she is
separate and not some part of my mind, she knows what I'm thinking. I've tested that out. I've asked her questions that I want answered that she answers in the next session without you asking. Although I tell you to ask her, she knows what it is before you ask. I think that's kind of frightening.
But when you say she, how do you feel inside of you? And I'm going to try to ask some questions that are more in-depth to how do you feel when you believe or you think that you make reference that she is telling this to you. Suppose I were to say that it's not a she, that it's only another part of your mind that's saying this. Could you accept that as a part of your mind or as another person speaking to you?
If I were certain that that's what it was.
Whatever.
I think I probably could. That doesn't make me very comfortable either, because if this is some part of my mind and I don't know it, that's really kooky.
Well, why would you think it's kooky?
It just sounds kooky to me.
Sounds kooky.
Yeah. People don't go around doing this. Well.
What other frightening experiences or thoughts or feelings that you have or that you have had?
Well, they're all kind of related. The fact that she butted in on one of our sessions that time bothered me that she could do that. Yeah, when I wasn't intending to do that, she can anyway, and it makes me wonder when else could she butt in when I really didn't want it to happen, you know, at any time. Can she just tune me out and tune her in, or how does that work?
And what would your feeling be about that?
I wouldn't like it at all.
Well, do you think she still can?
I don't know. We tried. I tried controlling it, pushing it away, and it seemed successful. There's still some doubt in my mind.
There's some doubt?
There is some doubt.
Why would you doubt that? Or what would be the reason of your doubt?
I don't know. I guess because they seem, they, capital,
no, you said she at one
capital
time,
C, now you're saying they, well, there's a set.
A set?
Yeah, she has a lot of helpers apparently, and she speaks of them as they, so I might as well call them they.
What do you think about in yourself, about the they? Do you hear them in your thoughts or in your words or anything?
No.
Have you any concept of what you think they may be?
I suppose I do. if she's for real, and if she's what she says she is, I don't know, they are some kind of spirit, hopefully good. Spirits, an undetermined number that she says are helping her do this, helping me do this. They are an unknown. I don't particularly like unknown quantities. The whole thing is an unknown. And I'm not extremely comfortable with it at any time.
Well, you mentioned that you felt that she may be talking to you at other times other than here in the office.
A couple of times I thought my thought processes seemed to be interrupted with some kind of an answer when I was thinking about this. It seemed that way. It was very brief, and it happened on two occasions.
Has it happened before, though? You know, say sometime in the past. Before,
not that I remember.
Before Jane Tweed ever occurred to you.
I don't think so.
Has nothing similar happened before then?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
So on June 20th, 1980, now that you look back, we've had 10 sessions, how would you sum them up? How would you assess them as to what you think this is all about? It's happening to you, so let's hear it from you. What do you think about it?
At this point in time, because my ideas have changed, flip-flopped even back and forth.
That's a good, describe how you change it. This is critical. We would like to know what changes will take place for a person who has this phenomena taking place.
Well, you know that my first feeling was that, that's a story I read. I was really convinced that it was, or a movie. Because I've read a lot of novels, I've read historical novels, I just figured somewhere along the line I'd remember what book it came from or as I listened to it. It sounded like a story. It didn't seem familiar, but I thought it might be eventually.
Mm.
Well, the more I listened, the more she began to seem like a real person. And not me. That in itself is kind of scary. But if you're thinking that it's you, see, it's so much easier to believe that it's the story you're replaying out of your head. That's the most comfortable thought. Anything else is kind of weird.
What about as much as you might know about multiple personalities, would you say that that's a possibility somehow? What would your feeling and your inner sense tell you?
Well, since it never happened before, and it only happened in here under those special conditions, I would think if it were a multiple personality problem, I would have seen or my family. Even if I didn't, my family, someone would have noticed it somewhere along the line. I'm almost 42 years old. And if it's a recent thing, I would think I'd be having a problem in my everyday life, which I'm not.
And yet professional people have seen you and haven't seen any evidence of that at all. You're a teacher and you work
well,
with professional
aid.
People.
Yeah. No, I don't. Reading about multiple personalities who evidently have difficulty functioning because the one personality have lapses in time and become spacey. That kind of thing.
And no one has ever commented to you in that regard?
No, I have
people you know.
No, and I have a
doctor and psychiatrist.
No, they all tell me I'm fine. I hope they're all right.
Well, there's no evidence of it before this happened. There's no evidence after it happened. So, has any of your friends that you know, or close ones to you, say that some change has come about in you that was recognizable?
No, I don't think so. I don't think outside of the time that we do this that I show any signs of being like her either. I've never really asked people
you go off for coffee, you go off for lunch, you socialize, and people have known you before. You've had friends, you need not mention names, but that you've had friends for a long time. Has any of them ever said to you, you're changing, or you look different, or you behave differently, or anything of that nature?
No, if I'm changing at all, it's been a very slow, gradual process, and it's, I think, simply just a normal growth, maturing process, if anything.
A natural process.
A natural, yeah.
So those
I think I've shown some changes, but they're nothing dramatic and nothing like what you mean. They're all beneficial.
Well, usually I think if a person changes, then you'd find that neighbors, friends, close friends, husband, children would have noticed some significant change in your behavior or your, and that you say that was not noticeable at any time.
No.
Okay, no one has ever made any comments.
Nobody's ever commented on, gee, you're really acting weird these days.
Not necessarily weird, but different. Weird is a matter of concept, you know. It's weird to one is not weird to another.
Well, all right. Different.
Different behavior, different changing lifestyles or anything of that nature. I don't see any evidence of it, but I'm saying to see what
happens. Well, you've known me for a good number of years.
Right. Where did you get your hands up? Pardon?
I ran out of things to say.
No, please be candid. We're taping this. We've still got another 15 minutes probably to go on. We might as well kill it.
Yeah. See
whatever comes to your thoughts and mind. Well, let me ask you this then, Anne. What would you feel about any of the phenomena other than Jane? You're familiar with a few of the other tapes, you're familiar with Tom Brenner, you're familiar with the what we call Limoche tapes, you're familiar with other people having the same type of experience. Where is your, since it's happened to you, you may have a greater insight as to overview this from what you think of it and what's happening to others. How would you think of another person who the same thing would be happening to that's happening to you? From your viewpoint?
Well, when I can be very objective about it, I think it's all extremely interesting. It doesn't give me any insight into what it is, if that's what you're saying. I don't think that's what you were asking me.
Your concept, your beliefs, your impressions, your assumptions, your hypotheses, anything that you'd like to express about it.
Well, it's this is kind of a side comment. I'm really glad it's happening to other people.
Well, let me say this then. We know that throughout the world, there are many people this is happening to, okay? Some people call it past life regression. Some people call it reincarnations, prepossessions, schizophrenic. The label, 1,001 different labels, okay? Multiple personalities, so on and so on. You see, now depending on who's labeling what, to what type of a label they attach to that container, you see? So what would be the your assumption or your idea, hypothesis, theory,
well,
that it exists, and what would your impression be?
Okay, there are times when it still seems to me, I think what I do is remind myself that I don't know what this is, and that it could still be some aspect of my own mind. I think that's really kind of the feeling. I have to remind myself of that because it doesn't naturally seem to me to be that way. Seems like she's someone else. Very probably the other people feel that way too. I think it's possible that there are, maybe she is exactly what she says she is.
Well, let's assume for a moment that if she is exactly what she says she is, how would you look at it from your thinking, your philosophical levels, your belief levels? Let's say that Jane actually, what Jane Tweed is really true. What would your concepts be then of that phenomenon?
Well, we could probably learn a lot from what she has to say. I'm not convinced that she really is what she says she is. If she is not me, she could be... since you can't see her, she must be a spirit without a body. And otherwise she wouldn't need mine. But what she is, I don't know. I'm not to the point where I want to trust her and believe her completely.
Mm-hmm. Why would you say that?
I'm not really sure. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just my fear. Maybe there's some intuition working. I'm not really sure.
So there's some apprehension.
Yeah. I listened to her, and she sounds good. She sounds harmless. She sounds very nice and gentle, and nothing
now,
to be afraid of. But
let's clarify this. When you listen to her, it means you're listening to tapes that you have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so whoever may be listening to the tape may misinterpret that you're listening to her at other times.
No, that isn't what I mean.
Okay. When you listen to the tape.
When I'm listening to the tape, she tends to reassure me. I tend to feel like, well, she, you know, doesn't sound like a bad kid.
Mm-hmm. What would cause you to feel uncomfortable with her? Is it some, what is the...
Just the idea, I don't know what she is.
Okay, that's the unknown, in other words.
Yeah, she comes in, she moves in, she takes over for a while anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what she is. I know what she says she is, but I don't know. And I'm not convinced of anything, any one thing. So she is an unknown, and that's what makes me uncomfortable.
Well, how would you feel about the content that she's telling you, you know, about the various things that she did say?
You're talking about her life history.
No,
about the other material.
No, not her history so much, because that could be verified by record, but more by what she is saying, by her beliefs, her philosophical outlook on life, and the fact that she has still another purpose why she's coming through, and saying what she wants to say, and
Well, I guess I'm kind of reserving judgment on what she has to say. Yeah, because she just seems to have gotten started. If I were doing questioning, I have some questions in my mind, and if I think they're important enough, I'll ask you to ask her for me. But mostly I just want to hear her out, see what it is she has to say. I don't think I can... doesn't sound bad. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. She hasn't said anything that's directly contrary. I don't believe. There's some things that I would like interpreted a little more fully by her before I'd really understand what she meant.
Would it be like if you had a friend that you... wasn't sure of? Is that how you feel?
No, I don't think of her as a friend.
As an enemy?
No.
As a...
Sort of like an acquaintance that I really haven't gotten to know yet, and I'm not certain how I feel about her.
Or you're not certain whether you even want to get to know her.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. That gives a good idea. You said that you had developed some, or you felt that you were developing some psychic ability because of, since all this started. Could you give some of those that you have happened?
Well, I don't know if developing psychic abilities is really...
is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, that's really the right thing.
It may not be. I give you that phrase.
Well, some unusual things have happened.
That's what I should have said.
To me.
Unusual that might consider as a phenomena or could not be related to an everyday occasion.
But no, I can't. Not all of them I'm sure of either. I try to determine some of them I'm sure of. One started just before we started doing this. I told you about that. It was a dream I had that told me about an accident that my daughter had.
But that happened before.
It happened, just before.
Okay.
Just before. Well, now you're relating all of this to Jane Tweed, and I don't know if they're related or not.
No. I'm saying, let me put it this way. If these occasions have not taken place before the 10 sessions that you've had here so far, okay, and then within that 10-session period, unusual events or occasions or coincidences or whatever you want to term it takes place, then we might say that could have been a contributing factor to that change. You see what I mean? Because look, I've known you for 3 years, and you've had no unusual changes. All right, or 5 years, okay. So, and you've had no unusual changes other than a gradual improvement. Okay, so now that in 10 sessions, if there was any drastic changes or any significant changes, mm-hmm. then we might want to say or look into the areas of possibly that the Jane Tweed phenomena, as we might term it, may be a contributing factor to some sort of unusual development. If that's the case, then we need to know it.
Maybe. I don't know. It may be that this dream about my daughter I completely ignored, and she had her accident about 40 minutes later. Everything that I experienced in my dream was exactly the way it really happened. That's pretty convincing.
It certainly is.
But other things are not as convincing. and not as easily checked out.
The dream, when you say, was that in a sleep dream, or was it in a daydream, or was it out?
No, oh, just waking in the morning.
After a good night's sleep? And
yeah, okay. In fact, I woke up during the dream, thinking that the dream was, I thought I heard the telephone in a dream, which woke me up. So when I woke up, I was sitting up in bed, but I remembered. I didn't pay any attention to it. It still kind of amazes me that I didn't. But I didn't give any credence to it. And that was in January. As time has gone on since then,
That was before the James week?
About 2 weeks before.
Okay, about 2 weeks before.
Just about 2 weeks before the first time that happened.
Mm-hmm.
I've been, as things begin to happen, I've been getting to pay more attention to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can check out a feeling or a dream or whatever it is, then I do that. It hasn't been a lot of incidents, but 3 or 4, which is a lot for me, considering this didn't used to happen.
Mm-hmm. So then there is a change in that area.
Yeah.
Is it that you're becoming more aware?
Well, I'm not sure. It just may be that I'm not ignoring as much.
What I'm you're
not
saying,
certain.
This could have been going on all the time, that only because...
Some of them, okay, being very clear-cut, like that thing with my daughter, that was absolutely astounding, because it happened right on top of... My daughter hadn't left the house at the time I dreamt the dream, but 40 minutes later she calls me and tells me she's had this accident. Now, you just can't deny that. It just was so clear-cut.
Mm-hmm.
But not everything that's happened has been that clear-cut.
Well, you mentioned a case recently about this little child.
About the little girl that was lost, you mean?
No. Well, no, I didn't know that one. What's this one now?
That's well, I think I told you.
Have you?
It was just... Now, that wasn't a dream. That was just a feeling. One of the children at school didn't come home. And the teacher called me in the evening. The little girl's a kindergarten child, and she's out of school at noon. And this was 7 o'clock at night. No, I didn't have any feeling that she was missing or anything like that. I wasn't aware of that. But the teacher called me and wanted to know if I had seen her when I left school, which I hadn't. And as I was standing there talking on the wall right by the phone, I saw this little boy's face. Now, I can't explain it. It wasn't exactly a vision, but it wasn't in my head. It wasn't a thought. It was a visual thing.
Mm-hmm.
Enough so that I knew what I was looking at was this particular child. I didn't even think about it at the time. I said, I think she's with Tony. I don't know why. Now, it wasn't a sensible thing to say, because I realized that at the time I said it. Why do I say that? You know, that kind of a feeling. Because they weren't friends, they don't get along in the classroom, they've never been known to play together or anything else, and I'm sure that's what my teacher that I work for thought too.
Was he with Tony?
Well, she was in touch with the sheriff's department, and I'm sure she didn't tell them what I said, and I wouldn't have even suggested that she do. That didn't make a doggone bit of sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got to school the next morning, she says, guess what? You were right. That's where she was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that was one more thing. That could be coincidence, right? But I keep getting these kinds of...
Yeah, but you made another one about a child that you touched on the face for the tooth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a dream, and I still don't understand why I would dream about a thing like that.
And you had no knowledge of that child?
Well, no, it was a that I dreamt a little girl would come to me with a particular little girl would come to me with a sore tooth, and as I dreamt about her, I dreamt that I was rubbing the outside of her cheek where her tooth hurt, and that I was healing her. And the next day when I got to school, this little girl comes up to me and says she has a sore tooth. So that's what I do.
The same girl.
The same little girl. Well.
And you didn't know beforehand that she had a sore tooth.
Oh, no. But it isn't uncommon either for six-year-old kids to have problems with their teeth hurting because they're getting molars.
I think it's kind of uncommon for that specific.
Yeah, that's
like a replay of that dream.
Yes, it was exactly, and I did exactly what I did in the dream.
What happened to the?
Well, she said that her tooth didn't hurt anymore. I don't know if that proves anything.
Well, because
it might just not have hurt anymore.
Well, it's not a matter of proof or not. The fact is that these unusual occurrences take place.
Well, that was unusual. Mm-hmm.
Any other unusual events?
No,
that could be verifiable.
No, nothing really verifiable.
Not that you have in your mind, you know, I mean, there are...
No, the only, they're not all dreams. Sometimes just feelings about things, and
okay, well, thanks, Anne. I appreciate for your candidness and your honesty, and I believe you're very honest and candid in what you were saying. Thank you very much.